If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. Hi, designers. Welcome to part two of Unmasking the Myths of the Dream Design Journey. So in the last episode, if you haven't listened to it yet, go back and listen to it. I go over the four stages that the Harvard Review goes through for new businesses. And those are, just as a reminder, existence, survival, success, and takeoff. And so I kind of just went through those and how they matter to a design business owner and someone who's trying to create their own design business, whether it's freelance or they're trying to get a manufacturing deal or they're trying to use online platforms. So this piece of it, so today I want to talk about some of those myths in that dream design journey, because it really is a dream design journey, you guys. It's incredible to be able to create every day, to make beautiful, amazing things is really kind of a dream come true for so many people, especially if they were doing really heartless work. I remember Julie, who's one of our coaches, saying that she was like a receptionist or something in a business, and it was just, it sucked the soul out of her. And I think that right now we're in an interesting revolution, especially for women, but trying to find work that feels fulfilling, work that feels amazing. And that is why I love being able to work with designers, because for me, being a designer, making money as a designer and being a creative has been such an amazing thing. And because of the way I've done my business, I know that it doesn't have to be $1,000 or $5,000 a month. I know it can be a lot more than that. And when I say that, I mean, it can be $200,000 a month. It can be $250,000 a month. What am I saying? $250,000 a year. It can, and maybe there's a designer out there doing $250,000 a month. If they are, oh my gosh, send them over to me. I'd love to learn everything from them. But I will say, as a designer, I have done very well for myself, and I know that you can do really well for yourself as well. And a lot of that has to do with kind of your expectations and how you go into things. So today is the unmasking the myth portion of this episode, of these two episodes that I kind of built together. So I'm going to go over three things that I see over and over again that really gets people down. And it kind of makes it so that the design journey becomes less fun for them because they haven't gone into it with the correct expectations. So I think this will really help you. I hope it will set expectations for you, and it will also give you a lot of hope for the journey that you're on. So number one, it only takes, this is the myth, it only takes a few months or a year to make six figures. Now, there are certainly people who have done it before. I am not one of them. It took me 3 years to get to six figures. And so, and I had a PhD, a master's degree, and a whole bunch of freelance work and agency work under my belt. And when I started my design business, it still took me 3 years to figure it out. It's the same methodology that we use within our own program, because we know what it takes now that I've done it several times over. We see it over and over again that people still have this belief in themselves. I mean, you should have belief in yourselves, but belief in their businesses that it can grow in only 3 months to 6 months to a year to that six figures or even multiple six figure point. Basically, it's kind of like a shallow dream. It's like it doesn't have any, it's like a gourd. It doesn't have any meat in it. It doesn't have like the actual fruit in it. And so what I like to tell people is that it's going to take some more time than you think. So when last episode I talked about how the average business usually comes into fruition after 5 years. Sometimes we see it happen sooner than that. And you see in my design business, I did it in 3 years and it was pretty strong after that. We never have had a really bad year since that time period. And so about 3 years, and then, you know, in Design Suite, we try to push it so that you can start making some at least decent money by about 18 months. That's what we're usually pushing for. And so I think that like the myth surrounding the whole idea that like, you're just going to make it because you're going to make it because you're just drawing a lot and because you're just posting a lot on social media is a horrible myth to live by. It's a lot more work than that. We just did a summit in November, and we do have another summit coming up in February. But our summit in November was interesting because I did an interview with Mandy Cochran. It's phenomenal. If you want to see it, we do still have a VIP pass. I think it's $97, so you can get the whole summit, which is pretty incredible. Tons of tutorials. It's really good. But this interview, she talks about how she did it. It's very interesting. It's almost the opposite of the way I did it, which goes to show there are a million ways you can do this, you guys. There are a lot of different ways. I personally think the way she did it was harder. And I don't know. She didn't mention how much she makes, but I make an assumption that she's doing... Well, I'd be surprised if she was doing what I was doing because she's working with manufacturers. Manufacturer contracts are usually only between $3,000 to $8,000 a piece. So you really have to get 12 contracts like that to do about $100,000, right? So it's like you have to get a lot of contracts to make those types of things happen. I'm not saying it's not possible. It 100% is possible. If that's the way you want to go, go for it. I think that's amazing. But anyway, back to what I was saying about it. She's done it almost the opposite way, but she also debunks the myth that it just happens super fast. It just doesn't. Instead, she spent all this time working on it. She spent all this time drawing. She spent all this time pitching. And I mean, she was pitching a lot. Like, it was no small amount. And so I'll see designers, they'll tell me they pitched like, you know, 10 companies in a week. And I'm like, and now you'll have to do that every day for the next, or every week for the next, you know, 2 years. That's what we're really looking at. And so people just don't realize that. And that brings me to myth number two. And that is that you're just going to be discovered, that it's going to be, you're just going to be really, really creative and create beautiful work. And you're just going to be discovered. It takes 3 times the effort than you think to get there, sometimes more than that. But I always say 3 times because that's what I've seen in my life. Every time I'm like, okay, we're going to hit this goal this year, it always takes me 3 times as much effort as I thought for us to actually get there. And so that's the standard I put around anything we're working on. You guys know we started doing these summits, 100%, 3 times more the effort than we expected to make those things happen on my team, with me, with sponsors, with the presenters. It's just a lot more work than you would expect. So I think based on that, I just want for you to understand and know that it's going to take more effort than you think. And so you're thinking, I'm putting in so much effort, when the truth is you're going to have to put in 3 times the amount just to get 1x what you were hoping to get. Okay. And the third one I want to talk about is that I meet designers all the time. They're so excited about design, which makes me so happy because I do love design and I love being creative, but they really believe that it's going to be creativity all the time. And I hate to burst the bubble on this one, but it's maybe creative 50% of the time. Maybe a little bit more than that if you're spending more time in implementation than sales and production. But a lot of times it's not, you don't get a couple of days of the week, don't get to be just creativity and drawing and design. There are a couple of days a week where it's production, putting zips together, writing SEO, writing descriptions, researching stuff, like not stuff that I would put into the creative category. Instead, they're in the business category. And a lot of designers are avoiding these things because they aren't creative and fun. And I can tell you right now that if at least 30% of your time isn't spent in work that maybe you don't 100% enjoy, then you're probably doing something wrong. That's what I've seen anyway. Maybe you're the exception to the rule. But I rarely see it. Maybe it's because you really love the SEO and the tag keywords and all of that good stuff. I don't. I'm going to admit to you, I don't. It's not the funnest thing for me to do. And so because of that, I just want you to be aware that it's not going to be creative and fun all the time. There are going to be parts that stink, that aren't very fun. And that's okay. It should be that way. Because if it were easy, everybody would have been doing this by now, right? And it's not easy. It's for those who really want it, those that are really passionate about it, those who really want to put their own mark in this world. And that's what design and creativity are really all about. It's being able to put your stuff out there and let others enjoy it. Serve those who really want to be served. And I think there's a ton of power in that and a ton of fulfillment in that, which is why I love being a designer, and I hope you do too. But if we kind of get rid of some of these myths around building that dream design business, and we understand that the journey is a little difficult, and we say a little difficult, guys, it's harder than I thought it was going to be. Just from one designer to another, I'm just going to tell you it was harder than I thought it was going to be. I did have big dreams for myself, big goals for myself, and I really went after them. That's how I became a creative director. That's how I was able to get some of the deals I was able to get. But nothing fell into my lap. It was like every opportunity that came around, I took a hold of it and I figured out the right way to utilize it. That's what you need to do too. And there's a ton of power in that. And I hope you're doing that for yourself. All right. This is the last episode before January of 2024. Can you even believe it? I hope you're writing down your goals. I hope you're starting to think about wonderful things that you can do. I definitely have some New Year's things that I'm going to be talking to you guys about starting January 1st, which is really exciting for me. And I hope that it helps you as you're figuring out your New Year's goals and what you want 2024 to look like. Just like Anne Shirley said, although she said it for days, tomorrow is a new day with no mistakes in it. 2024 is a new year with no mistakes in it, and you get to make it exactly what you want it to be. So I love grounding people with the reality of things, but then dreaming big. And there's a reason there's land and then there's sky, because we need both. We need grounding in reality, and we need the big open sky for all of our big dreams. So I think those two things, there's like this magical point where those two things meet, and that's how we know that we're doing the right things. It's a little bit of land, it's a little bit of sky, it's the reality versus the big dreams, and those two things, we get to have both of them. We really do. So I hope you are on that journey. I'm so excited for those of you who are excited about 2024 and working your way towards something really wonderful. Keep up the amazing work, and I will see you soon. Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.